At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's all right. We'll get Norco tomorrow night when Diaz comes in to save Scherzer's game. It's fine.
It is kind of mean to, you know, close out a Friday with such negativity of Timmy L. Trumpet.
Yeah, that's tie shirt because I don't talk about anime that much. I need to talk about it more. Right now, college football, UCLA is just gashing the 15th-ranked Washington Huskies. Every time I look up, it's a chunk yardage play of at least 15 yards. UCLA is working Washington 33-16. Huskies did just get a touchdown, though, to make it a little bit closer, but UCLA's got the football back, and they are driving. They are into Washington territory again, and I'll tell you one thing right now. If we see a big top 20 upset, right, and it's Washington, first thing I'm going to tell you is there's going to be tackling practice because they have missed so many tackles tonight. So many arm tackles UCLA is running through, so many bad angles. I mean, the yard after blowing a tackle, that's huge for UCLA tonight.
As you see it once again, as UCLA walks into the end zone, and then they do this dumbass thing.
Oh, you're ahead of me. Really? You're ahead of me. Did they score
again? Watch the tackling effort here at the 5.
Oh, my God, that was awful. Oh, that
exactly.
was terrible.
And then they do that thing where they start turning the lights on and off, which is just absurd and stupid.
I don't know. I kind of like the lights going on and off because I think, oh, are the lights going out? Did they
no, that's
pay
not
the bill?
Good. In an area where you've got nightly things of, hey, your electricity may go down because the grid is taxed, which is all of Southern California. Here, let's blike around with the lights while we're at it, too. But hey, you put up a 40 spot. I mean, how do you think our guy Softy's feeling right now? See, the Mariners make the playoffs for the first time since Julio Rodriguez was, what, 8 months old? 21 years. Yeah. And Washington, number 15 in the nation, is absolutely getting obliterated here by UCLA. How do you think he's balancing that? I mean, it's kind of like the emotions you've been grappling with of the greatness of the Syracuse Orange, the potential resurgence of the Jets with your guy, Zach Wilson, and the potential collapse of what was a great season for the Mets. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to kind of pull together.
It is. It is. And thank you for bringing the Mets up and making them a part of it because, you know, I had forgotten about them for about 8 seconds. But thanks for bringing them back. I really appreciate that. Look, this is a 4-0 Washington Husky team where, okay, yeah, that's nice, but they're ranked 15th. The Mariners, dude, the Mariners have made the playoffs for the first time since 2001. 2001. I was just 30 the last time the Mariners made the playoffs. Just think about that. Think about that drought to end. And think about John Paul Morosi, who joins us every week on the show. For 6 or 7 straight years, he's predicted the Mariners to make the playoffs. And it's finally paid off for him this year.
I feel pretty good. I jumped on that wagon this year. So they're in. So I get to applaud myself a little bit there, too. A lot of it was wishing, wanting, hoping that Rodriguez would be the guy that he's become.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how about getting in there, you know, because of a walk-off home run? I mean, come on.
Well,
you can't script it any better than that.
We're going to play it for you right now. The Mariners were tied in the 9th inning against the A's, and this is how the Mariners got to the postseason for the first time since 2001.
Long drive. It's out of here. The Mariners are in the playoffs for the first time since 2001. Oh, they're going crazy here in Seattle. They're holding up Edgar Martinez bobbleheads, biting the heads off and throwing them onto the field. They're all yelling, blank you, Russell Wilson. Blank you, Russell Wilson. Wow. This place is insane.
Think about that call. That's some kind of call.
That's
do you
call.
Actually want the call or no?
Oh, do I actually want the call or no? I think I want
There's
the call
my guy,
like 30 seconds
Teicher.
Ago.
Teicher, you told him to go blank himself. Way to go, Spider. Way to go.
Teicher doesn't have the call ready and then says, oh, so you want it now? Like it was my fault.
Oh, like there was no possibility the board froze or something, right?
Like Bo behind you didn't say, Alex, stop building grunts. Stop building grunts. Get off of Farmville. Get off of Farmville.
That's
Jason
a great
needs
game.
That highlight.
Do you want it now?
Do we have it now?
Yeah, I have it.
Now.
Set it up.
You have to play it now. You have to play that highlight. You have to play the highlight of the Mariners home run. That's the highlight you have to play.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Stay fair. Holy smokes, he did it. Off the Hidden Air Cafe. Cal Raleigh with a walk-off home run. How sweet it is. The Mariners end the 20-year drought. And a walk-off home run by Cal Raleigh. They win the ball game 2-1. And the Mariners are going to the playoffs.
I can almost hear Jack Buck. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy, because that is some kind of party going on in Seattle right now. And not only that, but now for the first time in my life, I have an extended family member in the Major League Baseball playoffs, as my wife's cousin, Sam Haggerty, will be playing in the playoffs for the Mariners. It's exciting.
Can you tell Sam I need a dozen balls signed by Julio?
hey, Sam, congratulations on your year and everything, but can you get Julio to sign a dozen balls for my friend?
Actually, you know what? Just take his I'll take his hat.
hey, you want to come to the locker room and say hi to Sam? Yeah. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Listen, hey, do me a favor. Hey, can you introduce me to Julio real fast? I got a couple of things from the sign, just really quick.
Yeah, because really that hasn't happened to him before. I bet if you ask the question, how often does this happen?
Do you know Julio Rodriguez? I mean, it was like, hey, when the kid was single, and you know, women would say to my friends all the time, "Do you know Jason Smith? Do you know Jason Smith? Do you, I mean, if you know him, can I meet him? I really want to meet him because I think he's the best." That happened to me all the time.
Aw, look at you.
Happened to me
look
all the time.
You lying to America.
Good no, I'm not. I'm not. No, you want a quick story really fast? You want a quick story real fast? This girl I dated in college. Now, this is back when I was on the radio and my name was Jason Mason. Right? It was on the radio.
Jason Mason.
Yes, Jason Mason. Yes, it was a great name. And it's still my spirit animal name. No. It's still my no, it's not a name at all. So my name was Jason Mason. And it was on the air. And I just, you know, I was going to college at Syracuse and I was working at the radio station. And, you know, it was a, you know, I just worked and I worked at a supermarket, you know, to make money. And that's what it was. I was in college. And so a friend of mine was
well, you had
out
to keep,
one night.
To keep your blue collar roots.
Yes, I did. I did. I had to do that. Well, I also had to make money because I wasn't making money working at the radio station. I was kind of doing that just for, you know, just for that.
Giggles.
So a friend of mine was out with, and he met a bunch of, he met a bunch of people that he was friends with in high school, and they were hanging out talking, and they were just messing around. And somebody said something about something I said on the radio show that day, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I was listening to Z89 today, and Jason Mason said this," and my friend Scott goes, "Oh, dude, seriously? Yeah. Listen, I'm like great friends with him. We hang out all the time." And this girl who then I wound up dating, because then she made him introduce her to me. She looked at him and said, "Yeah, right. Like, you know, Jason Mason." Like, she wouldn't believe it. He goes, "But come with me right now. We'll introduce it." So everybody got in the car. I walk out of the supermarket at 10 o'clock, and I'm in my, you know, my Wegmans outfit, which is a white a dress shirt and a black bow tie and black pants, because actually we had to wear bow ties at work, which is ridiculous. Nice. And I come out and I look at all these people I don't even know in a car. I see my buddy Scott. He goes, "Jason, come on in. And I'm like, "Okay." And people are looking at me and they're not saying anything. And I'm going, Yeah. I go, I want to run home and change real fast first. I just have. And they were like, because they heard my voice and they knew that was me. And I was like, "What is going on here?" And then he told me that story and he was like, She didn't believe that I knew you. I'm like, "Yeah, kid's got some game. All I was doing was working at a supermarket." And suddenly, you know, people wanted to meet the kid. It's how it works. It's how it went. Like, you knew him. Come on. You like that
story?
How
many other times did this happen? I mean, can you write a book on these?
Do you know who I am? Do you have any idea who I am? I would say that all the time. I'd walk into McDonald's.
Really?
That's 375. Do you know who I am? No, I never did that.
I could see you doing that. Back me up on this, anybody?
No, that wasn't me. I never did it.
Jason Mason.
No,
damn it.
Never did it. So congratulations to the Mariners. They are in the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. Now I need something from you and Teicher, because there's something I need to know, because I want to know how legit this statement was today. All right, now we talked a lot about Tua Tagovailoa a few minutes ago and going back to Miami, and we told you about the gross negligence that the Dolphins have had in regards to Tua and how they treated him over the course of the past week. Even if he passed every test, they still put an injured guy back out on the field on Sunday and put him back out there on Thursday. That is undisputed. But here's the point where I want to ask a question of, because when Mike McDaniel was asked today about how Tua was, he described in great detail how he sat next to him on the plane on the way home and what they talked about and what they did. Take a listen.
We talked a little bit about the game. I kind of was asking him questions about how he was feeling, and that happened for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then he pulled out his phone and started playing my cult favorite classic movie, MacGruber, that he watched and was like laughing with me.
Okay, so right. Now, just for a second, I've never seen MacGruber. Is MacGruber any good?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
It was a Saturday Night Live skit that went on too long.
That was
became one of those Saturday Night Live skits that then became an unnecessary and unfunny movie.
Well, like that, we haven't seen that 1,000 times before.
But that's my point. It was the latest in a long run, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
Saturday Night Live skits that are hardly funny at 5 minutes, but sure as hell not at 2 hours.
So you didn't like MacGruber?
I'm going to say Coach McDaniel and I may have a lot in common in terms of, you know, often being called the smartest guy in the room. But as far as our movie taste, not so much.
Okay. All right. Ty Shirt, how was MacGruber?
He was good. I'd say he was definitely decent.
It was just decent.
Yeah, I mean, what more do you want from him?
I don't know. If I'm going to pay money, I wanted a good movie. I mean, obviously, I didn't have that big a desire to see it because I would have seen it by now. But
wait, are you now going into the High Fidelity? You couldn't have wanted to see the movie that much. Otherwise, you would have gone already. Right, because it's Evil Dead 2, and it's blanking awesome.
Do you have I Just Called to Say I Love You? Oh, I'm sorry about your daughter. All right, Bo Benson, what do you got on this? How good was MacGruber?
MacGruber is awesome. It's amazing. I don't know what Mike's talking about.
Okay, so here's what I got. I got three people. I got one person who says it sucks.
I mean, I'm more Team Mike than you, though.
One person who says I'm in the middle, and one person who says it's great. That does not help me. That's a cross-section of everything. I got one person who likes it, one person who hates it, and one person who's like, yeah, it was okay.
Cool. I'd rather watch Pink Panther, you know, with Steve Martin. That was good.
Why
would you go to Pink Panther?
I don't know. Just a better movie.
He just decided he wanted a different comedy.
You just want to compare it to a random movie.
That's better than it, yeah.
Okay, so you could... What about compared to Jurassic Park? Would you...
Are we talking new or old?
Which old one? Jurassic six Park. Of them.
Old Jurassic Park? Oh, that slaps this.
All right, what's better, that or Halloween, the original?
Oh, you're talking the first Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay, that one's way better. Slaps this.
What's better, that or The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, the remake with Travolta?
Oh, God. I might go this.
I mean, I like the original more than the sequel, but the sequel still slaps MacGruber.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is like stream of consciousness. I like this movie better than this other random one. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's good.
Well, I mean, we can now put up a poll question.
So, Jason, you really liked it?
No, I never saw it. That's why I'm asking.
I feel like you're lying.
It made $8.5 million at the box office.
I feel like you've seen it already.
It made how much? No, I didn't see it.
$8.5 million.
$8.5 million. It made $8 million. And adjusted for inflation, what does that mean nowadays? Like $9 million?
Maybe 9.2.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good.
Because it's not good.
That's not good. No, but you just said it was okay. Now it's not good?
Yeah.
I could never ask you guys for movie recommendations. You just went from it's okay
to it's not
good. No, but you said it's not good, and Dyshirt went from it's okay to now it's not good, and Bo says it kicks ass.
You know what's a good movie is Old by Shyamalama. Oh, that's a good one.
You know what? Just stop saying
what's it
movies
really?
That are good.
It's so good.
Just stop saying
it's like The Village.
Movies.
It's back like peak Shyamalama. I love it.
You said the Village was
I remember
good?
Wanting to punch somebody in the face at the end of The Village.
Oh, really? It's a good twist. Old's a good twist, too. Have you seen it, Jason?
No, I have not seen Old.
Oh, God, you're sleeping, man.
I am not. Well, it's because I'm old.
Stop watching sports.
If this is a show about, you know, hey, we're going to review movies, what that could be a podcast, actually. But, okay, so now I know that I got absolutely zero information I can go forward with from the three of you.
Actually, you know what? Given inflation and where inflation is right now, it's actually worth 11.5 at the box office.
Oh, boy, $11 million at the box office.
Well, wow. But I mean, that's $3 million more. I mean, that just shows you how bad inflation is.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to put it in the best.
Oh, boy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you ever do that with everyone you meet?
Try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We have a big college football Saturday to preview, a big NFL Sunday to preview. What does Vegas think about the biggest games? Well, luckily for us and for you, on the hotline right now with us, longtime Vegas insider, former odds maker at Caesars, now the co-host, co-founder of the Bet the Board podcast. You can see him on CBS as well. It is Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
Not a whole heck of a lot, gentlemen. Just watching the local boys trying to rally against New Mexico so they can stay atop the standings in the lovely Mountain West Conference.
Yay.
All right, so if I had said to you, with UCLA beating Washington right now 40-24 early in the fourth quarter, if I'd said to you before the season, I want a parlay that UCLA and Syracuse are both going to be 5-0, what kind of odds would you have given me?
Well, UCLA's schedule set up extremely favorably. This game on paper before the year started looked a lot easier than what it was coming into tonight, giving Washington's hot start under Kalen DeBoer. But as far as strength of schedule, when you looked at UCLA's four non-conference games, none of those on paper were going to scare anybody, with Alabama State, Bowling Green. I know South Alabama they had outlasted, the Jaguars have overperformed. But it's more the Orange and the season that they've put together so far. You look at what they have in front of them, clearly a winnable game, to say the least, tomorrow, as they're more than a 50-point favorite against the vaunted Seahawks from Wagner. But going forward from there, Syracuse is going to have their work cut out for them, and you'd hope that they can find one win in the remaining seven games to get bowl eligible.
I'll worry about those other seven games when they come. The show is tonight. The games are tomorrow. I'll worry about tonight and tomorrow first.
You know, the big question that I have for you, Smith, is what happens first? Syracuse gets bowl eligible, or the Mets are eliminated from the playoffs?
Well, Syracuse is playing here, and then they have a bye, so they wouldn't play. So, hey, if that actually happens, that means the Mets have won a series in the playoffs at least, or maybe
well,
two.
That's what I'm saying. They would have won one series because it would have the Syracuse at NC, or home against NC State Saturday, October 15th, and then at Clemson the following week before hosting Notre Dame. So if they go 0-3 in those games, the Mets are going to have to win the World Series, depending on how that bet plays out.
Well, since a bad start, and I put bad in air quotes today in Mets land, I mean, Smith's already talking about the Zach Wilson era and Syracuse being his only lifelines for a while in the sports realm.
I mean, you can understand that. I mean, being a lifelong Mets fan, you set yourself up for disappointment. And what would be more fitting than the Mets having a stranglehold on the National League East and finding themselves on the outside looking in of a brand new playoff format that would make the road to the World Series much more daunting, knowing they would have to throw Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom in that best of three series.
Mm. All right, so let's take a look now. College football tomorrow. We have five games between top 25 teams. What upsets do you like? What dogs on the board do you like tomorrow?
You know, when you go through the board, I mean, and you try and identify some of the rankings that are out there, it's always a little bit tricky. I think a lot of people are talking way too much about Kentucky potentially upsetting Ole Miss. This is a Kentucky offensive line that I think leaves a lot to be desired. And going on the road down there in Oxford, they're going to find extremely daunting. Alabama and Arkansas, the number speaks volumes. And actually, books have told me that they're going to find themselves rooting for Alabama as the general betting public is rallying around Arkansas, catching those generous points at 17. Baylor, Oklahoma State, I wouldn't really call it an upset, especially with Oklahoma State, the higher-ranked team, at least in the eyes of the polls, but a modest 2.5-point underdog. I think that's a game that Oklahoma State has a favorable situational spot, knowing that they had an extra week to prepare. They haven't had to show much on film so far this year. And Baylor's had it a little bit more difficult, two road games against the likes of BYU and Iowa State, so they're more battle-tested, but I think we know who they are. Wake Forest and Florida State, I think the number speaks volumes there at 6.5-7. I really like what Mike Norvell has done to get this team going, and you do wonder how the Wake Forest Demon Deacons will rally in the game that got away from him last week. And Clemson NC State would be the other one for an upset potential, and I'm just not a big Dave Doran guy. So honestly, as I go through all of this, I think a lot of the top seeds will hold serve as far as some of the ranked versus ranked matchups.
All right, so you skipped over the, well, it's not ranked versus ranked, but certainly a road trip, and Jason and I have talked about it a little tonight. Michigan, 10.5-point favorites at Iowa. Can Iowa score enough to keep it within that range, or is the run game just too much for Michigan?
I mean, that's a $100 million question when you look at Iowa's offense that's setting things back to the Stone Ages. I mean, they have a passing attack outside the top 110. Yet Kirk and Brian Ferentz continue to defend the production or lack thereof that they're getting from Spencer Petras, the quarterback position. This Iowa team, for me, feels a little bit different than the Iowa programs in the past. When you look at how they performed against top five teams in the AP poll at home, I believe they're 5-1 straight up in the last six games. But one of those wins, they scored north of a 50-burger against Ohio State. I think it might take Iowa 12 conference games to get to 50 points against Big Ten opponents as far as their offensive output. But I think defensively, Michigan on the road for the first time, we're seeing Washington struggle away from familiar surroundings. Wouldn't shock me at all if we were in a tight game going into the fourth quarter, if Iowa's defense was able to keep it somewhere in that, you know, 14-14, 17-14 type range.
All right, Todd, let's head to the NFL on Sunday. We have no shortage of big games, and let's start with the biggest one. Not been the season Tom Brady has hoped for so far, but Bucks are at home. Chiefs have been a little bit up and down. Who do you like in this one?
I like Tampa, and I like Tampa quite a bit in this spot. I think when you look at this Bucs receiving core, it's going to be significantly healthier here. Even if it's just Mike Evans and Russell Gage, that's an upgrade versus what Tom Brady was working with last week. And the one thing, despite losing that game 14-12 at home against Green Bay, the Bucs defense really stiffened. They gave up two touchdown drives right out of the gate. They were able to force a turnover on Aaron Jones inside the 5-yard line, and they made the necessary adjustments in the second half. When I look at Kansas City, I think last week's loss against the Indianapolis Colts a little bit misleading. They were the better football team, done in by special teams miscues. But offensively, I'm not really sure they're going to be able to move the ball consistently enough against Tampa. The one interesting nugget here that may not hold true as this number continues to move, potentially with Tampa closing a favorite, the last 12 times we've seen Tom Brady teams listed as an underdog or home underdog, you're talking about 9-3 straight up, 11-1 against the spread. So Tom loves to play the us against the world mentality, and there's no greater way he can do it than when Vegas heaps disrespect upon his shoulders.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on the hotline with us, our buddy Todd Furman. The Bet the Board podcast, the best thing going out there. At Bet the Board Pod, download it. You'll be smarter. Or should I? Do I have to legally say as smart as anybody else in the space when you walk away from it? And certainly smarter than your jackass friends that didn't bother to download it. Go at Bet the Board Pod. Get all the latest for the college slate and certainly for the NFL. Todd, let me ask about, because we always want to know about movement and players availability and what it means. Detroit loses their two best players and most explosive players in Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift. Jamal Williams, a nice capable backup for Swift, no doubt. But the line moved just, about 2 points, even with that kind of power. Can you talk to that point in terms of people that may have expected a bigger swing?
Yeah, one player in and of itself, you know, from when you're talking about skill position talents, even guys as athletically gifted and as important for what you're doing offensively as Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift, probably would have moved the number about a half a point to 1 point each on their own. Now, when you add the two of them, that's part of the reason you've seen this number move from 6 all the way down to 3.5. But those guys aren't the only players on the Lions offense. I mean, you're talking about an offensive line that's going in without its starting fullback in Jason Kabinda, who's extremely useful in opening up holes. Jonah Jackson along the offensive line, and while it's a wealth of riches for the Lions in the trenches, you'd still like to have your full complement of physicality there. They also had to put Tracy Walker on IR, which hurts a little bit of their defensive depth at the back. So the Lions are going to look significantly different than the team we've seen over the first couple weeks that have been explosive on the offense, a positive revelation defensively, and we'll see if they're able to handle, you know, being a favorite of more than a field goal for the first time in an eternity this Sunday when the Seahawks come to town.
Hey, Todd, as far as the Jaguars and the Eagles go, a game we've talked about a lot tonight, I see so many points in this game on Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of those 38-35 games and Hurts has a big game and Trevor Lawrence has a big game, that each throwing for 3 and 4 touchdowns. How do you see this one going?
I think under normal circumstances, expecting fireworks would definitely be a reasonable request. Unfortunately, Smith, Mother Nature is going to have her say in how this game is going to go, and that's part of the reason we've seen this total that was as high as 48, 48.5 start ticking down to that 45.5 range. Forecast looks like it's about an 80% chance of rain and winds that could be gusting upwards of 20 to 30 miles an hour, so that'll make things significantly more difficult. Philadelphia, in my opinion, who's better on the offensive and defensive line, I think is better suited to deal with the elements, but at the same time, there's no doubt that Doug Peterson has circled this game on his schedule, and it's extremely rare when the visiting coach comes into a building and it's his statue out in front of the stadium instead of the coach on the opposing sidelines.
Buffalo, Baltimore, another game that is likely to be affected by weather. The over-under last I looked was at 51. Buffalo, a field goal favorite on the road. The best run games are the two quarterbacks. How do you see this one playing out?
Yep, down from a total of 55 for just the reasons you mentioned there, Harm. For me, I think the biggest question that we all have to ask is who's actually going to be available for the Buffalo Bills? I mean, this team looked like an absolute mash unit during the week of practice. You had a number of players upgraded to questionable, but I would think the most impactful is on the defensive side. If Jordan Poyer can't go, it's a depleted secondary to begin with Micah Hyde and IR, still waiting for Tre'Davious White to return from injury. Dane Jackson questionable. You lose Christian Benford to a broken hand. It really changes the dynamic and the way that they can look to employ or deploy, I should say, a too high safety look against the talented athleticism of Lamar Jackson and the wrinkles he provides in an offense, along with trying to slow down one of the most complete tight ends in the game in Mark Andrews. So if Poyer's ruled out, I'd like the Ravens even more than I already do, and I think there's currently plenty of value on them at +3.
All right, Todd, so Jets, Steelers, Jets 38-10, 45-10 for the Jets. What do you think?
You know, the biggest concern I have here in this game, Smith, is when you look at some of the footage that's come out of a Crissier Stadium or however the hell we're pronouncing it these days. Earlier this week, they rolled out some fresh sod. The problem being is you're going to have torrential rains and downpour impacting the Pittsburgh-Georgia Tech game that'll be played on that same surface. We know historically Heinz Field, some of the worst drainage in the National Football League, and now you add in an extra game on top of that. I'm a little bit worried about the Jets bringing Zach Wilson back with that knee injury, playing on a sloppy track, but this is no doubt a game where we're going to get a better indication of what this Jets defense is all about. They finally get to punch down in class against Mitchell Trubisky and company, and we'll see what the offense can look like when they're playing when they're playing out there in space against the Steelers defense. It's not at 100%.
You want to take a shot at Justin Fields while you're at it?
I mean, I can take plenty of shots at Fields, but the nice part about that, Harm, you're going to be forced to watch Justin Fields be just mediocre enough to keep the Bears potentially outside of drafting in the top 10, where they could actually get a real franchise quarterback capable of elevating the team where they want to go when they break in that beautiful new stadium in Arlington Heights 3 or 4 years down the road.
All right, either or, who runs for more yards, Saquon Barkley or Khalil Herbert?
You know what? That's a great question, and I would actually lean towards Khalil Herbert in this spot because I think the Giants playing without Leonard Williams in the middle changes what they can do defensively. You saw the success the Cowboys had last weekend, and Saquon Barkley, to his credit, thankfully looks fresh, looks explosive, but they can utilize him as much as a receiver out of the backfield as they are a runner. So I'd actually make Khalil Herbert a short favorite in that prop.
He's on Twitter, at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check him out on CBS, the Bet the Board podcast. He is everywhere, our insider in Vegas. Todd, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, always a pleasure, gents. And don't look now, but we have a game brewing in the Rose Bowl with a little more than 5 minutes to go.
Oh, boy.
See you, buddy.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Harmon hates you now, Todd. He hates you.
No. Look, man, the guy speaks truth. Look, there's a reason. Todd and I go back well over a decade.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yeah. Tyshirt's like, I haven't played that tonight. Oh, let me make sure we get that.
I was saving it.
Let's get it in. Right now, there are 3.5 minutes left to go. A once insurmountable UCLA lead. They led it 40-16 in the fourth quarter over Washington. The 15th-ranked Huskies have stormed back. It is now UCLA 40, Washington 32. Both quarterbacks over 300 yards tonight. Each has a 100-yard receiver. It's been a lot of offense in this game. UCLA trying to hold on with a 8-point lead. They just got a first down. One more first down should do it. Washington's got a timeout left. 3.5 minutes left to go. A first down on 3rd and 1 for UCLA. So, again, one more first down should do it for the Bruins. Meanwhile, while we're counting down the end of this game, and UCLA and Syracuse can both be 5-0 tomorrow. It's so exciting. Mike and I do it every week. We give you our upset special picks in college football, the NFL. We got our college football picks coming your way right now. And, Mike, I'll tell you, I'll kick things off. They were good to me last week, so I'm going against Clemson again. I was 2-1 last week. I was a win away. I was a couple points away from being 3-0, but give me North Carolina State +7. Devin Leary is legit, like Sam Hartman is legit, right? They're facing good quarterbacks, and Clemson's defense is getting torched. No matter how many guys – look, they got a defensive line. These guys are going to the NFL. It doesn't matter. They are getting torched. Now, if the weather affects it, Hurricane Ian and any after effects of it, that could make it messy, obviously, and keep it close, but – I like North Carolina State. DJ Uiagalelei had the game of his life last week, keeping his starting job for at least one more week from Cade Klubnik. I like North Carolina State with the points. I think Clemson wins it by a field goal and they survive, but give me the Wolfpack +7.
Look at you. And I know we both circled this one on our big menu board. Iowa, either 10.5 or 11, depending on where you're shopping, at home against Michigan. This series has been odd, particularly in Kinnick, through the years. And, look, the Iowa offense ranks terribly. We're talking with Todd Furman. They're outside the 110s. That's not good for anybody.
No.
But the defense does come to play. Kicking game could be a factor. And even Pete Futek got a Rob Hoffman reference in earlier. So for
great.
That, then I say let's go. Let's go Hawks.
Look, Michigan was good enough. Look, Michigan's a really, really good team. J.J. McCarthy is not the quarterback yet he's going to be. He is a dynamic player, but he hasn't been as dynamic as they've needed. He was okay last week. Iowa's defense is much different. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot. Michigan doesn't turn it over a lot, but they will get a couple of turnovers tomorrow. It's going to keep it close. The guy that's going to win this game for Michigan is Blake Corum, because in the end, he's going to wind up being a Heisman finalist. There's no better running back in college football right now than Blake Corum. He is 100% ascending. He was really good last year, and then he got hurt, and it was a big blow for Michigan, but this guy is great. He's the one that's going to do it for them tomorrow. And behind Blake Corum, it's close, but they win by a touchdown. But give me Iowa with the points.
We just ran out the clock talking about Iowa and Michigan. Come on, man. You're better than that.
Speaking of running out the clock, UCLA is facing a 3rd and 6 right now with a 140 and counting left in the game. Again, one first down, UCLA's kneeling on the football. So here we go. Do you believe in the Bruins, Mike Harmon? Do you believe in the Bruins to get to 5-0 and pull the big upset? And they don't talk about Washington at all in the Seattle papers tomorrow. It's all about the Mariners.
Zero. We're going overtime. Pac-12 after dark, baby. Let's go!
Oh, Pac-12 after dark is going to get even darker. Coming up next, Brian Noe. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Sorry, it is Burning Bernie Fratto up next. Yeah, Bernie. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.